Most sports activity this coming weekend has been postponed. Commentator Frank DeFord says resuming sports events after a national tragedy can help bring the country together.
I'm part of the minority who always felt that Pete Rozelle, the National Football League commissioner, was unfairly pilloried for going ahead with the regular schedule 2 days after President Kennedy was assassinated. But I certainly understood it was, for most people, too soon for going to games. It seemed insensitive and disrespectful. Still, to me, it was a perfectly legitimate decision. The fact is that in this land of diversity, as we all celebrate in different ways and worship in different ways, so too do we mourn in different ways. Besides, in so many of our American subcultures, customs for dealing with death have developed primarily to help us, the ones left behind, to cope with our loss. So we have funeral gatherings, we eat and drink, coming together to comfort each other, as in better days we share the same fellowship for purposes of joy. In times of widespread grief, such as now, a sporting event can provide the same kind of group catharsis. A game can serve a certain larger community as a wake does family and friends. Pete Rozelle discovered, of course, that there is no right answer as to when exactly we should resume our amusements. As the baseball commissioner Bud Selig and his counterparts in other sports decide when to start the games again, there will be some of us who will say that it is too soon, whatever dates they choose. And a number of those surely will be those who are being asked to play and coach and officiate. That's understood. But we also must be careful not to let our personal sorrow blot out a larger symbolism. When Israelis were murdered at the Munich Olympics in 1972, many Americans wanted the games to be called off. But most Israelis, foremost the bereaved families of the dead athletes themselves, were adamant in wanting the Olympics to go on. Shut them down, you grant the terrorists even more power over us. And that same reality obtains in the here and now. Moreover, games do have special qualities that in an odd way commend them to us at times like this. Perhaps most important, and especially in our heterogeneous society, there are few institutions that bind us so much as sport. Mark Giamatti, the late baseball commissioner, often and eloquently spoke about how crucial it was for a democratic society, for all classes and types of people to come together, to mix and share in a common public place. Baseball and football and other sports afford us that opportunity now to assemble with our neighbors, to see ourselves together again, and with that perhaps to be able to glimpse a happier America that lies ahead somewhere.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated, who joins us each week from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.